The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everyone. There's the old familiar music.
Yep.
For the Outdoorsman Radio Show, been our theme since the beginning. And we want to welcome you this morning to the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors. My name is Alan Ellis, and with me today is...
me.
The vivacious and intelligent Sparky, my wife.
Good morning, everybody.
You had a little rough week the last couple days, huh?
I'm here. I got up.
I know. Miss Robin has some back issues, and she took some treatment this week that hopefully will improve things, but when you mix Robin with steroids, it's usually not the best result for a little bit. Who's
We're
low?
We're both low.
We're both low. Okay, well...
Steroids and I are not... And they haven't really had a chance to hit me yet, but I get insomnia and a little bit of steroid rage.
Not a little bit. I mean, yeah,
no,
yes, that's true, honey.
No, you're too loud in my ear.
Too loud? How's that? Any better?
But I don't know if you're doing output for Chris. You're doing my ear stuff.
I didn't touch what goes in your ears.
Okay.
The way
Chris,
it's working out. Well, the way it's working out is, Alan, you're a lot louder than Robin, and Robin's kind of like in the background.
That's usually. Oh
my goodness!
A little too much.
There you go. Just stay right there. I can control it on this side. Now you guys are okay.
All right.
Thank you, Chris.
How does that? I see. We put this machine away. We don't touch the buttons, but every week we have to adjust. I don't get that. Oh well.
And your grandson did not find it this week.
Oh, did he find it in the past?
No, never.
Good. Maybe he did, and we don't know. I don't get told those types of things. Anyway, our number here is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. If you'd like to have a conversation about anything that's happened in the outdoors, any fishing, crabbing, hunting, you know, whatever, wildlife, firearms, we talk about all that stuff. And anything that has to do with the outdoors, we do our best to stay away from politics, but sometimes the two are intertwined. Robin is not a hunter. She likes to fish. She supports my habits of fishing and hunting and all that stuff, and I appreciate that. She has consented to allow me to put... wildlife mounts in our background.
No, I support. I really enjoy taxidermy. That's
enjoy
me.
Taxidermy.
I really do. I never thought I would.
Uh huh.
Who asked you to get the coyote, the turkey, and mom's deer on?
I don't know. I didn't know your mom shot a deer.
Oh.
Anyway.
My mother would shoot a deer and she'd have to be
hospitalized.
No, she would have been on Roy Rage to shoot a deer.
I got it. Anyway, you did actually encourage me to do some more taxidermy than I would have had done in the past. So I would have not mounted my turkey the way you want me to have it mounted, but I will concede that your way is going to look pretty cool.
Yeah, and you don't ever know if you're going to get another one that's bigger or something, you know? We don't have a turkey.
The game plan is going to get one every year.
Yeah, I know, but This was your first
I know. I get it.
And I wanted a turkey.
Well, now you have one. Other than, beside your husband.
Me.
Oh, you too high.
Yeah. Alan's sitting by it, so I've got to tell him what to do.
Well,
sorry, guys.
We've changed our seating arrangement back here in the old family room, and it's a little more difficult than it used to be. We went from a couch with two recliners on the end to two recliners. And so every time we have to adjust the microphone, I got to put the recliner down and go get it.
But let me tell you about recliners. If you have a bad back.
Yes.
There is a type of recliner that makes you feel like you're getting a deep muscle massage that you can get that's not overly out of the price range, okay, within reason. And it heats up, and it is a godsend for people with bad backs.
And now you have one.
And now I finally have one. And I didn't know they made them like this. I always had the one that just vibrated and shook you all over the seat, you know?
Yep. Rockfish season remains closed till the end of the month. Commercial season, however, is open. I talked to a commercial fisherman the other day, acquaintance of mine, I've known for quite a while, at least 10 years, and said, well, your commercial season isn't closed, is it? He goes, no, it's all in a quota. And he said, we had a quota to meet the other day, so during the closed season, they went out and caught 90 rockfish. 90 rockfish. Their size limit is only 18 inches. So they took 90 rockfish. I don't know how big the biggest one was, but the minimum size was 18 inches. And that's just one commercial fisherman. So hook and line commercial fisherman, not gill net, hook and line. So, and his comment was, I don't think that's right. I think he meant that the commercial size should be the same as the recreational size. I didn't press that question any further, but he could have meant that the recreational size should be 18 inches the same as the commercial size. Thoughts, ladies and gentlemen? 410-922-6680. How was your week, Chris?
It went by real quick.
Yes.
Yeah, we did that. Are we really on the radio again tomorrow?
Yeah, that was.
They're just going by so fast.
No question.
I mean, I can't believe that, it's the end of July. We're almost into the last quarter of the year.
Yep, that's true.
And, we thought 2020 was bad. 2021 is going to be just a blip.
It's going to fly.
Yes.
It is going to fly, unfortunately. But,
I won't mind blipping out of this heat pattern.
The heat, well, yeah, we're going to have that for a little while longer. So we are headed to Kurtz's Beach in Pasadena today. Maryland Bowhunter Society banquet is taking place. We've got, I think, five of our team members from Bucks, Bears, Stags going to be there to measure white-tailed deer, Sika deer, and black bears, Maryland black bears. And we hope that a lot of folks that know that will be showing up with their heads. We hope so. We put it out there certainly on our social media often enough. And we'd like to see a gang of folks show up with their animals. So let's hope that happens. We are taking the current state record, 183 3/8 inch, 10-point typical whitetail, and I brought it out to put it in the truck last night, brought it out into the room here, and Robin, what did you say about it? The big deer head?
I didn't know they made them that big.
That's what she said. I didn't know they made them that big.
I mean, it just was massive, and I know there's bigger ones, but that was just massive.
Yep. Yes, two of our measures were at the Pope and Young Convention. I think I mentioned that last week, but the picture started showing up this week with some of the deer that were taken in fair chase by archers, bow hunters. And some of those animals are just, I can't even imagine ever seeing animals like that with some of those pictures, you know, the world records and all that type of thing. Pretty amazing animals, the whitetails. So we're getting excited for hunting season coming up. Bow season opens September 10th. You can get your hunting license now. You can get your application for your bear lottery, bear permit. You can apply in the lottery. And I've done all that and printed out the license. So the stamp came, my hip stamp came the other day. The waterfowl, Maryland waterfowl stamp showed up. I did order a federal...
What's a hip stamp?
It's a Maryland waterfowl authorization stamp.
Okay, I just never heard it called that. Sorry.
Yeah, I think that's what it's called.
See, people, I ask questions just as much as other people because I don't know.
I think I can reach it.
That's all right. Now, don't worry. I just wanted to know what it was.
You know, so we're here. But the dealers are getting ready for, you know, the bow hunters. They're selling the bows and getting encouraging people to get ready for deer season, that type of thing. I mean, it's going to be hot. There's no questions. The first couple of weeks of September are always hot, even into October. You know, but that doesn't keep the deer from moving. The deer are in velvet now. The bachelor groups are still established, which means that all the bucks are running together. And, that's my payment receipt. Migratory game bird stamp. Yeah.
Let me see. Please, sorry. Oh, that's a pretty one this year.
Pretty canvas bag?
Yeah.
Yeah, very pretty.
I like that. I think that if you give me all this stuff to collect, I'm happy. I just don't want to shoot them.
Yeah.
Can't shoot them.
Maryland Migratory Game Bird and HIP, H-I-P, Harvest Information. Something. I don't know. I don't hunt that much waterfowl anymore that it matters, but I keep it just in case I get the opportunity. So, I love duck hunting. I mean, you know, I love duck hunting more than I love goose hunting. Goose hunting is a lot of fun, but I'd like to do it once or twice a year maybe and then stick with the ducks. But I just haven't been duck hunting in too long of a time. And talking to the folks at duck season, you know, the ducks were on the flats last year, but they weren't down here. There were some redheads down here in the lower part of the shore, but they were come and go. They were hit and miss. The bluebills, you know, that used to be so sought after, when you lower the limit to one, people just don't want to go and, you know, sit there for one bird. And same way with the geese. So the limit is one Canada goose. The season's 30 days. And it's all based on, recruitment or whatever you want to call it, reproduction. It's all based on population studies, and there's a baseline, and if you're below the baseline, you're going to get the limits cut. Now, we did get just this week, we got information about the breeding success. It seemed to be better this year. Not quite the amount of breeding pairs that you want to see on the Ungava Peninsula. See, the Canada geese winter here. They breed here, and then they go north to lay their eggs and so forth on the Ungava Peninsula and a couple other little minor places, but mostly in the Arctic Circle. And, you know, depending on the snow cover, which lasts into June, and, you know, the wind and the temperature, it depends on the breeding success depends on the weather primarily. So it was a little better weather this year. The temperatures were a little higher than they had been in the past. I think it was 38 degrees up there when they were doing their surveys, as opposed to below 30 or mid-30s last time. So I don't remember all of it. I just, you know, I record it for the magazine. We're going to put it in the magazine, the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, which comes out 1st of August. And we will have that information then. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 while you're calling. I think we'll take our first commercial break here and talk to you about Clyde Sports Shop. You know, even with the closure of the rockfish season, Clyde Sports Shop is open, and there's plenty of fish to fish for out there with 70-some species here in Maryland, and rockfish only being one of them. We've got all the other stuff you can go for, freshwater, tidal. You know, you got your perch, you got your bass, you got your trout, if you want to go for trout. It's a little warm for trout, but, you know, you can still catch them if you go in the streams out west or, you know, Frederick County or something like that. And to do that, you're going to need a rod and reel. Well, Clyde Sports Shop has Shakespeare and Pfluger rods and reels, including the Shakespeare Ugly Stick, pen rods and reels, and, you know, stuff for kids to go fishing. If you want to take kids fishing this summer, you can get in there and get yourself outfitted with kids. And then if you want to upgrade your rod, why not check out St. Croix? What a great selection of St. Croix rods they have. Clyde's has live and frozen bait and minnows and, of course, rod repairs and any type of lure for any type of fish. They've got the top and bottom rigs and all the terminal tackle. Clyde's is located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. The phone number is 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108. Been around since 1957. Clydesports.com. Two S's in the middle is the website. How about that? Now, let's see. Had it right here. Okay. Hey.
I was going to say backyard billies.
Yeah, I've got backyard billies in my hot little hand. I had to get the right script. I have three scripts for backyard billies. So we'll talk about crab feast and cookouts and hot dogs and hamburgers on the grill. And all that can be facilitated by our friends at Backyard Billies on Kent Island, your go-to place for making backyards fun. A giant selection of colorful, I mean all colors, of poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture, including tables and chairs and those Adirondack chairs that everybody likes. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. You'll find swing sets and tiki bars and storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard for you to take home, and free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to Maryland and Delaware beaches. Now, inside Backyard Billy's showroom, that's where some of the grills are. Well, that's where all the grills are. The pellet grill by Traeger, the Kamado Joe smoker grill, and the Big Green Egg. Now, there's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings and freestanding deck umbrellas. You can see all that inside at Backyard Billy's. Browse the great-looking garden furniture and decorations for any lifestyle, theme, and budget. And Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region, and we'll tell you more about that later. Visit BackyardBillies.com or call 410-827-4500. That's 827-4500, open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. We'll be right back.
We all want clean water, and that pond on your family's property really needs cleans. Vegetation has overtaken it, and sediment is slowly filling it in. You know, something needs to be done. And you have questions. What chemicals can I use? Will the fish die? Do I have to hire some guy with a backhoe? How expensive will it be? Legacy Waters Environmental Services has the answers. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive with no need to restock, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. Gone. The best part is Legacy Waters Environmental Services is committed to providing affordable solutions which will revitalize your pond. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint and to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Line X is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Line X of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Line X can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Line X of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Line X install your Line X spray-on, truck bed liner, and truck gear today. Line X.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee, greenest state in the land of the free, raised in the woods so's he knew every tree, killed him a bar when he was only three. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier, fought single-handed through the Indian War, till the Creeks was whipped and the peace was in store, and while he was handling this risky chore, made himself a legend forevermore. Davy, Davy Crockett, the man who don't know fear.
He went off to Congress and served a spell, fixing up the government and laws as well. He took over Washington, so I hear tell, and patched up a crack in the Liberty Bell.
Davy, Davy Crockett, seeing his duty clear.
All right,
when
let's,
he
take,
come home,
let's take a caller there, Chris.
While the Western March had just begun.
I wish I had one.
So oh! Well, maybe we need to encourage somebody to call. We are giving away our fishing tackle package from Tackle Box Tim today. And I noticed that Tim went on a fishing trip with a buddy of his the other day, and they did pretty well, I guess. So using his own tackle, of course. So let's put that out there that today we're giving away the fishing tackle package, and the way that works is you have to call, right? That's the first step because we can't give it to somebody that doesn't call. Leave your phone number so we can get back in touch with you if you win, right? And Chris will take care of that. Then, at the end of the day today, probably around 6:30, all the names will be numbered, all the numbers will be put into the random number generator on Robin's phone. We'll come up with a number between 1 and whatever it is, and whatever number gets rolled, that's who wins. Pretty fair, pretty easy, pretty simple. You do have to go on the air with me, though, when you call. So that's the only requirement. You know, you just can't call and give us your name and number and hang up. You got to go on the air and talk to me. Right, Robin?
Yeah, I didn't mean to yawn on you. I'm sorry.
Well, you did, and I heard it. So did everybody else out there.
I know. I said I was sorry.
Thousands and thousands and thousands of listeners. But that's okay. 410-922-6680 is the phone number if you'd like to get in the contest. We'd love to hear from you. So, and don't wait till the last minute to call. I mean, we get into the last 15 minutes of the show, and we got a break in there, and then, you know, we don't, and that's when everybody seems to call, like 6:45 or something like that. So call a little earlier, and we'll have more time to chat. What do you think, Rob?
Very true.
Very true. So let's see. Did we get any mail today? Let's see. Emails. No emails. No emails from anybody today. I'm perplexed.
So am I.
Yeah, we usually get several. Joe sends us a bad joke, and John B's always commenting on
something. Everybody's sleeping
Maybe
in this
Maybe everybody's
morning.
Sleeping in. I wouldn't blame them a bit if they were sleeping in today. No question about it. So, 410 WCBM 680. All right. Well, let's see. I had a little story here. Oh. Yeah, people were sending me this all week once it came out that a trio loses hunting privileges for poaching an antlerless albino deer. Three Garrett County men were convicted of multiple counts of deer poaching and had their hunting privileges suspended following charges filed by the Maryland Department of Natural Resources Police for the illegal killing of an albino deer in fall of 2020. Now, let me give you the backstory, because I remembered this from December 10th. Following an extensive investigation, Maryland Natural Resources Police charged three men with illegally hunting multiple deer in Garrett County. In November and December, NRP investigated reports of deer illegally killed near the Blakeslee community. On December 3rd, officers learned of an additional incident where an antlerless albino deer was illegally hunted and received information from concerned citizens. Now, okay, illegally hunted. I just have a problem with that, calling these people hunters. After investigating, police identified three suspects: Jeremy Holcraft, 18, of Oakland, David George, 29, of Swanton, and Jordan Dotson, 22, of Deer Park. Each suspect admitted to being involved in illegally hunting and killing the deer, according to police. The suspects told officers they drove to the Blakeslee area to look for deer. While in the area, they observed the albino deer and other antlerless deer in a nearby private field. Holcraft then used a rifle to shoot the albino deer from the rear seat of the vehicle. The albino deer reportedly ran a few feet before it fell and died. The firearm was then passed to Dawson, who fired at another deer. Three men quickly fled the area and planned to retrieve the deer later that evening, but never did, leaving the deer to waste. During the investigation, police learned that Dawson's driving privileges is suspended and revoked. He's also prohibited from possessing firearms and ammunition due to previous criminal convictions. Holcraft had unrelated deer parts in his possession, which were not reported to the Maryland Department of Natural Resources as required by law. Dawson was charged with hunting antlerless deer during the closed season, hunting from a vehicle, loaded weapon in a vehicle, hunting without written permission, driving without a license, driving while suspended, driving while revoked, possession of a rifle after conviction of a disqualifying crime, and illegal possession of ammunition. He faces up to $10,000, $10,500 in fines, and is scheduled to appear in court at a later date. Holcraft was charged with hunting antlerless deer during closed season, hunting from a vehicle, possession of a loaded weapon in a vehicle, hunting without written permission, removal of deer parts prior to reporting the harvest to the department. He faces $7,500 in fines. George was charged with aid and abet of hunting deer during closed season, and aid and abet hunting from a vehicle and hunting without written permission. He faces $4,500 in fines. So, if I'm doing my math right, 45 and 75 is 12,000 plus 10,500 is 22,500. Right, Robin?
Yep.
Okay. So, here's what happened. Holcraft facing fines of 7,500. 18 years old, pleaded guilty on April 1st. He was fined $1,500 with $1,000 suspended. He was also placed on 1 year of unsupervised probation and lost his hunting privileges for 1 year. This is the shooter of the albino deer that went unrecovered. For the additional charge of hunting without permission, he was fined $500 and ordered to pay $400 in restitution for illegally killing the antlerless deer. Now that is under the Poaching Restitution Act, $400. Not the $2,000 to $5,000 for killing a buck, or the $5,000 to $10,000 for killing a buck over 150 inches. The Poaching Restitution Act was amended by a Western Maryland politician to reduce the fine for killing an antlerless deer. So here's a guy that's supposed to face $10,500 in fines. He got five and five and four. He got off with $1,400, Robin.
It's very disheartening.
Yeah. David George, Swanton, stood trial in Garrett County District Court and pleaded guilty to aiding and abetting hunting deer during the closed season and hunting without written permission. He was fined $250 for each offense and lost his hunting license for 3 years. So that would be $500. Wait. Yep. $500. He was facing $4,500. Yeah.
Callers.
Oh, okay. I'll get to him in just a second.
Just telling you.
Yep. So Dawson, the guy with all the charges and everything else, he appealed in the same courtroom on July 14th. He pleaded guilty to hunting deer during close season, hunting without written permission, driving without a license. For hunting related offenses, he was fined $200. He was facing $10,500 in fines. He was fined $200. He was also sentenced to 60 days in Garrett County Jail for driving without a license. He was placed on 3 years of unsupervised probation. It sickens me. It just sickens me. All right, who's our caller? Yeah. Not by much. I needed money because I had none. I fought the law and the law won. I fought the law and the law won. All right, let's talk to, we got a bunch of callers.
Yeah,
let's
got a bunch of callers. Emmett's the first caller.
Let's talk to Emmett.
Hey, good morning, Alan.
Hi, Emmett.
Now, is Robin ever going to host a show? We talked about this one time. Is he going to ever be the lead host?
I've asked her to.
You never know what's going to happen in this world.
Well, you should do it. You need to give us a couple weeks lead in so we can make sure we tune in that particular one.
I will, I promise. I promise. Actually, you never know what's going to happen.
Okay, Alan, so you were talking about crabbing before and about crab prices. Is anything improving? Or?
Just a little bit. I mean, there are a few crabs coming on now with the hotter weather. I guess help move the crabs, but still prices are way too high.
I'm going to put you on hold. I'll be back to you in a minute.
Well, is that because I remember seeing a show that said they can't get enough crab pickers now on the Eastern Shore?
So. No, the crab pickers, everybody seems to have enough crab pickers. The pickers aren't the problem. It's the resource that's not available. You know, they're just not catching the amount of crabs they need to fulfill the orders. So supply exceeds demand, therefore the prices go up. I mean, demand exceeds supply, therefore the prices are going up, you know?
Yeah, because I'm going to make some crab soup 40 years out. I can tell you that.
Sure. Sure. Well, it's gonna cost you a little more than it did before, you know.
What doesn't cost you more?
Yeah, exactly.
Now, out where we're at in Ballmer County, they harvested the wheat. Now, did deer come in and eat the seeds or lust or whatever's left out there? Or did deer eat wheat?
Well, deer do eat wheat. The winter wheat that's planted is a type that prevents deer from eating the wheat while it's growing. Now, they may come in and glean some of the field, but the tassels on the wheat, the little hairs on the wheat seeds, are irritating to deer. So what tends to happen when they cut the wheat, they're immediately coming up with another crop behind it. So, and what you see the deer eating in the wheat fields is probably the growth of the little weeds and stuff that grows in the fields anyway.
Yeah, I saw the second crop coming up.
Yeah,
we're out in the Swan Road area of Baltimore County.
Yep.
They went to the barn, and they found some bear droppings in there.
Good for them. Glad to hear that. Schwann Road. Yeah. Wonderful.
Right, yeah, Luigi, Schwann, your phone number, please.
Yep.
Hey, Liz, you guys have a blessed day. Okay?
All right,
you
Emmett.
Also, Emmett.
Thank you so much, Emmett. Take care.
Have a super one. Stay cool.
Yep. We'll talk to Jeff, and then we'll take our next break. Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Doing well. 410, doing very well.
Yes, sir.
About the rockfish size for commercial versus rec.
1, 3, 2.
Yeah.
Logical reason.
All right. Sorry about that.
18
I'm
versus 19 inches. I mean, all the decisions they make, nothing makes sense. Closing it just for 2 weeks. If they're serious about closing it, they should close it all of July and August, maybe part of September, if they were serious about saving fish. But back to the size limit. Is there a logical reason 18 versus 19? Between rec and commercial?
The reason, in my mind, is that the recreational fishermen, when they are chumming or live lining, will catch undersized fish. Those fish go back, okay? But because of the air temperature and the water temperature and the stress on the fish during the landing process, the likelihood of the survival in the high temperatures is not good. So the reasoning is dead discards for recreational fishermen than there are for commercial fishermen. The smaller limit, they get into fish that are in that size range. They're keeping them all. They're not doing a lot of releasing like the private, you know, because if they've got a quota of 90 fish or 100 fish, whatever it might be, they're fishing for their quota. And those fish are okay. But the recreational guy, because the limits are higher and they're catching so many more undersized fish, they're releasing more undersized fish. So they close the season because of the temperature to cut down on the amount of dead discards. Sorry?
I understand about the temperature. I mean, all that makes sense.
Yeah.
For two weeks in a Maryland summer, that basically does nothing. I save some, granted. I mean, I'm out there. I see the floating fish.
Right.
I see the people who are not handling them correctly. And
right.
Everybody wants a photo or catch a big fish. They hold it up, rub it against their body, rub the slime off. And they release it. Yes, it may swim away. They think it'll live, but they
right.
die later on.
Right.
But what I'm saying, the 1 inch. Just the 1 inch. I mean, do you think that? I don't know. I think everything.
Well, it could be a totally different year class that you're fishing on. You know.
True. So, yeah. But to close it back to the summer. Yes, I understand about stress and heat and mortality rate and all that stuff. But you think to close it for 2 weeks? It's like, hey, look, we're doing something. It's not really going to help anything.
I got
you. We're doing something. Close it for 2 months. Close it for 2.5 months. Then all the guys out there crying about, oh, we want to save the rockfish, and they seem to be the same people that cannot wait to hold up a breeding fish and say that, you know, hey, I got one in the cooler. It's just hypocrisy. It's just, I don't know.
I understand what he's saying.
Sure, I do, too.
Yep. They would close it for 2.5 months if they were serious about the fish. And then, again, I understand you got all the bait shops and tackle.
Yep, it's the economic impact. Let's put it this way.
Sure.
The fishery is not endangered. It's recovered, but it's in decline. Okay?
Right.
So before it was in danger, then it was closed for 5 years, then it was reopened, then it recovered. Now it's reached that cycle where it started to decline again. So that's what they're trying to do is preserve what they've got. So
I just wish if they were serious about it, they'd close it longer.
Yep.
The guys can fish for, they can fish for, and I know they got bigger boats.
Yep.
They can fish for snakeheads or perch or whatever they want to
do. Sure, they do. Yep.
But yeah, and I know that's where everybody has switched over to, but it's just, I just don't.
I understand your frustration.
Alan.
They're not serious about helping the fish.
Right.
They were, they closed it for two and a half months. You know, yep. Reopen it when the water gets down below 80 degrees or 75 degrees.
Got it. Yes, sir. All right, anyway, buddy. Water. Hey, well, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
All right. I'll just continue fish with my head.
You do that. Thanks.
You have a great day.
Okay. See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, Macrotech Archery Pro Shop, 8043 Fort Smallwood Road in Riviera Beach carries Matthews, including the new V3, Mission, Bowtech Diamond, and Hoyt bows. Crossbows includes Raven and 10 Point. They tune each bow and crossbow to perfection before it leaves the store, and it will fit your unique draw length and poundage requirements. Choose your arrows and accessories, and all will be mounted professionally and correctly. If you ask, they can observe and correct any shooting issues you may have on the indoor range. Len Marsh is one of Maryland's most respected bow technicians. Beginners, diehard bow hunters, athletes, and the well-connected know about Len and Macrotech Archery's reputation for excellence. He's done work for me on my crossbow and my compounds, and the bow technician, Corey, well, he's top-notch. Crossbow hunters, if you bought your crossbow at Macrotech and it breaks, and Macrotech can't fix it in 24 hours, Macrotech will supply you with a loaner crossbow so you won't miss a day of hunting. Macrotech is a certified service center for 10 Point, Wicked Ridge, and Horton crossbows. You should stop by Macrotech Archery Pro Shop at 8043 Fort Smallwood Road in Riviera Beach. Visit MacrotechArchery.com or their Facebook page. Phone number 410-789-7777. Call 410-789-7777. Macro knows bows. And we'll be right back.
More heat, more humidity, and it looks like less storm coverage for us for the next 7 days or so. That's kind of the recipe for most of the East Coast. Big upper-level heat high forming in late July across the heart of the country. We're going to feel those impacts in Baltimore. 88 degrees this afternoon, 73 tonight, and low 90s on Sunday. Could see some mid-90s by Wednesday with heat indices approaching triple digits for the midweek forecast ahead in the city. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-CRAB. That's 410-557-2722. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with a quiet atmosphere and an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway, Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. 410-557-CRAB, that's 410-557-2722, MadonnaSeafood.com. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment, and you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, we're back. Let's talk to Jeff real quick. Good morning, Jeff. How you doing, buddy? No, sorry. I'm Richard.
I was getting ready to say.
It's Richard. Yep, it's Richard. My fault. Hey, Richard, how are you?
Very, very good, sir.
Yes,
good
sir.
To hear your voice. I like your show, and you're good to wake up to.
Appreciate that.
You know, let's talk a little bit about crabbing. I married a beautiful girl from Little Italy, and her mother would say to me, Richard, and I said, yeah, Mom. And she said, go over to the fish market or marketplace.
Right.
And get a bushel of crabs. And believe it or not, you could buy them for between $3 and $5 a bushel. That was live. And they would give me the bushel, and I'd take them home. And as we went through them, half of them were dead.
Mm-hmm.
He said, happens. Richard, you take them back and make this good. I says, okay. And you know what? Wasn't no problem.
Right.
They made it good. But the thing about it was, when she got them crabs, she made crab sauce.
Yep.
And it was delicious. I mean, fantastic.
Back in the day.
I've never heard of it, but I've heard it. I mean, it sounds amazing.
Yeah. Are you talking about a tomato-based, like a spaghetti sauce?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And she would open them crabs up and clean them and everything like that. There you go, and break them in half and put them right in that sauce like that. And not too long. Didn't take long, you know. And they just cook right into that nice sauce, marinate into that.
Yep.
And
did,
believe
now
me, that
she did that,
so...
but did you guys crack the bodies open and eat the meat after you used them in the sauce?
Yes, you could do that, and I mean you could, you know, you grab that I guess they call it the thumb part of it, you know, break that open, and that nice big chunky meat would come out of there.
No, the back fin, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice thing about it, Al, was the taste. It was something altogether different.
Well, sure.
And in fact, that caught on to the people that had restaurants down there, and they were all making it down.
Oh, yeah.
That really caught on.
Yep.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Sounds good, buddy. What's that?
Mm-hmm. What?
It says sounds great.
Sounds great, Richard.
It was great, yeah. And you could freeze it, and later on, like in the wintertime like that there, when that snow's falling down like that, Mom would take it out of the freezer like that and let that, you know, thaw out nice like that, you know, and make that nice spaghetti.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Richard, you're making me hungry, buddy.
Yeah, you're killing me. I'm ready for some crabs this early.
So.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
Nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you.
Richard, you have a wonderful day.
And you have a good day, both of you, now.
Thank you, buddy.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I love stuff like that.
Let's talk to Keith. Good morning, Keith.
On, can you guys hear me okay?
Yep,
sure can.
Fine.
Hey, Robin.
Hey.
I am calling to see if a few weeks back, I live in Jessup, so there was an article that came out. It's probably been about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and it was about the birds. And the there was something going on between this section of Maryland down to D.C. and Virginia, where they had all the wildlife agencies involved, since there was a massive either a disease or something with the birds that were dropping dead around this area.
I'll have to check into that.
Did you pick up on any of that?
No, I didn't. We'll have to take a look at that. So
the Jessup area?
Well, it was from just southern Maryland and
bird killing Maryland.
Yeah, in northern Virginia. I can find the article. I should have brought the article up.
Yeah.
I'll go looking for it.
So.
They just said that there was some sort of a massive some sort of extinction going on.
We'll have to look at it, buddy.
We will look it up.
We'll look it up.
Sure thing. I'd like to see if you, you know, find any research on it. I
will do.
Yep. Follow up on it.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
All right,
thanks for the call.
Uh-huh. Have a good one.
Hey, folks, do you have a beautiful fireplace that you never use? Well, we did too. It was just a hole in the wall that sucked the heat out of the room. We fixed that when we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Now, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected Backyard Billy's to supply our Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert after disappointing visits to several other Delmarva locations. They did the installation, and they provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service, and we both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro and Regency brands, and now is the perfect time to own a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom, Route 50, Exit 44, and be ready for that cold weather. It's coming. Be ready now. Visit BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week. Route 50 at Exit 44. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace, and we'll be right back.
We all want clean water. So does your community have a yucky sediment pond in the development and your homeowners association doesn't know what to do about it? Is your local golf course water hazard choking with weeds and sediment? Is your farm pond or waterfowl impoundment not friendly to fish and waterfowl anymore? What about your community pond owned by the town or county? Does your local marina have to deal with overgrown vegetation every year? If you said yes, here's the solution. Legacy Waters Environmental Services. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. They're gone. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations to come. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services. Leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex!
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the Carryout at 410-557-CRAB. That's 410-557-2722. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with a quiet atmosphere and an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway, Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. 410-557-CRAB, that's 410-557-2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Talk Radio 680.
Well, let's talk to Luigi. Good morning, Luigi. We got just about a minute. How can we help you?
Good morning. How you morning. Doing? Absolutely. I'd like to win that fishing gear, number one. You know, I have a license, hunting license and fishing license, Bradish, because of I'm a Vietnam veteran and I'm 100% retired from
right.
You know. I got a free license.
Yep, you do.
Cool.
Which is beautiful. And then I was going to tell you, as you're talking about that crab sauce, I used my grandmother's recipe. I made some last weekend.
There you go. What's wrong with that? That's great.
Oh, man, it's delicious. You know, you even put the legs in there and everything.
Mm. You need to email me that recipe, Luigi.
Yeah, I will.
Yep. Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
It's delicious. And the best way to cook it is with spaghetti.
Yeah.
You know, spaghetti. You don't really use rigatoni or anything. Use spaghetti.
Yep. Makes sense
to me. I'm going to try it this year.
Yeah, it's delicious. Oh, you love it.
I've never had it.
Yeah, it's awesome. Awesome.
Cool.
Awesome. You send it to me, and I'm going to try it, and I'll tell you what I think.
Okay. I'll send it to you.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you so much.
All right. Have a great day.
You do the same. Take care now.
Bye-bye.
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 Hey, our buddy Joe wrote a book about falling down a staircase. It's a step-by-step guide.
God.
Your turn.
Nah. Everyone, get out, stay safe, enjoy the day, enjoy your family, and stay cool. This stuff's miserable.